Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Tzadik. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph brings a question that we're supposed to be always the Chatas comes before Oila. But by Yoledes, we find that the Oila comes before Chatas. The Torah mentions the Oila before Chatas. So says the Gemara, Omar Rova le Mikro Higdimo Akosuf. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Sheten Nikres Bein Antchila. When you read the Torah, you'll read first Oila and then Chatas. Even though in practice you do chatas before oila. So Tosfos asks, what's the chiddush? Of course, the Torah says oila before chatas. What's exactly the point here? That the Torah says oila before chatas, that's how you read it, but the chatas comes before the oila in practice. So we find the Torah in Orachaim Simon Aleph says that you have to read the Parsha Korbonis. And what should you read? Parsha oila, umincha, v'shlamim, v'chatas v'hoshom. He mentions oila before chatas. And so the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, Sif Hei, says, Tov loima parshas ha-keido, parshas ha-mon, aseres ha-dibris, u-parshas oilo mincha shlomim, chatos v'oshom. He mentions chatos after oilo. So the Mogen Avraham on the spot asks, but chatos is supposed to come before oilo. So what's shot that oilo comes before chatos? Are you saying oilo before chatos? So the Mogen Avraham goes on to answer that we're talking about here, a person who's saying korban chatos, is referring to someone who doesn't have a specific chatos that he's chayav. Oilo, we learned earlier in the Masechta, always a person has an oilo. In Lechadom, he doesn't have to bring an oilo. Chatos, not necessarily. So if a person knows he has a chatos, meaning he's bringing chatos because he knows he did something wrong, chatos comes before oilo. But if you don't know you did something wrong, elamai, you're just saying it because you want to say korbanos, so then oilo comes before chatos because it's more applicable than chatos. So the Shev Yaakov, Tshuva Shev Yaakov, and Rechaim Simon Beis, he brings the Mogen Avraham and he says, that's what Rashi means. Rashi says in Orim Gemara, Lemikro Igdim Akosuf, meaning the way you read it in the Torah, you say Oila before Chatos. That's the source for the Torah Shulchan Aruch. That if you're reading it, you're first saying Oila before Chatos. If you're bringing it, when you bring the Korbanos, Chatos is coming before Oila. But when you're saying it, you should say Oila before Chatos. Now, why is that so? When you read it, oil should come before chatos, different than one when you bring it? So Reuven Margolius and the Nefesh Chayo over there in the spot, he explains that because when you're bringing the korbanos, so chatos, there's a portion you give to the Koyanim. Now you don't bring the korban, so the Koyanim are missing out. So you're not doing the mitzvah b'shleimus. But the oil goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows oinis v'chon apatra, I can't bring a korban. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is moichel. So mitzat the oilo, saying the oilo, is equal to bringing the oilo. So you're doing a perfect korban. Chatos, you're missing out on bringing the koyanim. That's why chatos now is reduced to a lower level. In a more deeper way, it's brought down the chidah in the Sefer Chaimas Onoch in Parshas Tazria. He says, because the machshava belongs more to Kadosh Baruch Hu, while the maise belong to father and mother. Because he says, when a baby is born, so the chelik ha-machshava comes from Hashem. The chelik ha-maiseh comes from his father and mother. So when a person does an aveiro in machshava salev, he's poigim him klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does an aveiro in the maiseh, he's poigim him in his lower level. So really, the machshava is more chomer than the maiseh. So why does chatos come before oilo? Even though chatos comes on a maiseh, and oilo comes on a hurei alev. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not punishing us on machshava only. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Rachamov, is not punishing us for that. So that's why oilo is not really kapara. I'd say chatos comes first when you do it l'maisa. But in order to come and remind us that really oila is a much more chomedic thing, because you're praying back HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when you read it, you say oila first. In a similar way, says the Michtam Elior, Elior Dessler explains it. Says, the chatos is where we belong. It's oila m'maisa. That's something that we could fix. Oila is going to a higher place, to fix a machshava, to fix something which is in a higher level. So you, first of all, l'maisa, what do we do first? First of all, start from the lower level, from the chatos, because that's easier for us to fix. It's madrega tachtoino. And then you come to oilo, which is the higher level. But because oilo is a higher level, so mitzad the toiro, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oilo comes first. It's speaking about something which is misaken and oilo yoseelion. Mitzad the toiro, mitzad reading the toiro, oilo comes first as a higher level. L'maisa, when you start working, you have to start from the bottom and then go up to the top. So that's a similar idea. The chatos belongs to the oilo m'maisa, lower level. The oilo is a higher level, similar to the chidah. And for the Maisa, you start the Chatas, get up to the Oilo. But we talk about in the conceptual idea, Oilo comes first. That's why in the Kriya, Oilo comes first. Anyone who wants to join, respond to the Shomachshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.